This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It is President's Day, and we are live in a living color right here as we broadcast from our Tampa, Florida flagship station. I am the captain, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. And I'll tell you what, we broadcasted some really good stations, radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our customs and border patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, that includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. That includes our FedEx and UPS and our bulk mail haulers. Now, the mail guys have the day off. I'm not sure about UPS and I'm not sure about FedEx. They might not. It depends on what they've got and whether or not it's priority. Now, also, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and our jet fuels. Thank you so very much for doing that. Not to forget about our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon delivery folks. And I've already heard from some of them, so I know they're out and about. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social, we're on Twitter, and of course you find us there as at Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all one word, all lowercase, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and you can hear the show right over there. So in the meantime, let's go out west and let's see if we can locate this guy. He's called Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Are you there?
And yes, hello, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Works better when you push the button. All righty. Well, let's say the pledge and get rolling here because we got a caller, and I want to get right to the caller here. So are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, hold on there, Kyle. We're going to go to the phone. We've got Iron Mike on the telephone line. So, Iron Mike, what's going on?
Back to Wilson. When General Pershing and the American Expeditionary Force went over to France, the French army and government wanted to integrate the American army, and Pershing told them, I've been watching you for several years, and we think we can do better on our own. And it was in a compromise with Wilson. He took the separate American black regiments and integrate them in the French army. And the French loved them. They were good fighters and they were good entertainers. And so much for Wilson.
Yeah. Well, he was a scoundrel.
Anybody that thinks that he was a good president doesn't know what they're talking about.
America.
I believe that liberalism started with him.
It probably did, because that's when all of this nonsense started, right there. And that's why I cited it that way when I mentioned it last hour, which is going to be part of what I'm going to be talking about tomorrow night over there at Muggs. And I think you said you're going to be there.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, I'll be one of the first in the door with you.
All right. You won't be disappointed.
I've got a seat. I've got seats saved for our hero from World War II. Korean War.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I've got seats saved for them and John.
All right, very, very good. All right, well, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for lunch, and then we'll go from there.
All right,
thank you very much. That's Iron Mike, and of course, Iron Mike is a caller, contributor to the show, and we see him at a lot of our events, and we appreciate him. A very loyal fan there, Kyle.
Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate him calling in. Absolutely.
And I like to kid with him because I like to say he's our Canadian Army war vet.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Gordon Chang, the author of The Coming Collapse of China, said that the Chinese spy balloon that flew over several key U.S. military and nuclear sites before being shot down in the Atlantic Ocean shows the Communist parties certainly were preparing for an invasion.
Yeah, this is really powerful stuff. I don't know that Gordon Chang is talking about just, say, for example, Taiwan, but certainly that would be in the offing in the nearer term, one might think. But have no illusions. The Chinese government certainly is trying to, you know, sort of strategize here about what would it be like to go after the United States for real. And if they're looking at our nuclear sites, if they're trying to get all this information, it can't be good. It's only going into the hopper of how they could go after us. So Gordon Chang is on to something here.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. I got a little bit more to say here before we go wandering into the next topic. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always...
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And, of course, if you've been paying attention over the years, you know that I've been taking this product for well over 9 years right now. And I take it for one simple reason. It works. And if it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, if you've got pain or swelling or suffering or inflammation, maybe you're struggling with your back or your neck or your shoulder or your hip or your knee, or wrist, or something like that, I'm going to tell you that right now I can help you get out of pain with the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You start taking it in the morning. And I take it every morning without fail with my breakfast. And it works. It works. It's just that simple. You would not hear me saying that if it wasn't true. And you'll find thousands of people out there in your travels that'll tell you, if you bring it up, that they know exactly what Relief Factor is because they've either tried it or they are taking it. So $19.95 and a 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain is the website, relieffactor.com/captain, because Kyle Warren will tell you,
all you have to lose is pain.
$19.95, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, try it out, see what you get. Okay, Kyle, we have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring the caller in. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Bagam and Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Captain. Two things. One is, how is Ukraine doing in the war over on with Russia? And are we getting any new equipment into them, anything different? And the second thing is, on the election, I heard Nikki Haley tonight. She sounds pretty darn good. And is her or any other candidates going to come on board pretty soon for the Republicans? All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, the last thing there, are they going to come on board for the Republicans? What do you think he meant by that?
So I think maybe he was saying that are there going to be more Republican candidates throw their hat in the ring, basically.
Well, yeah.
I do think, yeah, absolutely. I'm fully expecting Mike Pompeo to be a full-fledged candidate here at some point, and there may be others as well. Nikki Haley, of course, is the first person really to come out after Donald Trump has declared.
Okay, here's my prediction on the Republicans running for president. Besides Trump and Haley, there'll be at least 4 to 6 more.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I think once Trump doesn't have any kind of a monolithic hold at this point, things could change. It would all depend. But there's going to be. There's going to be primaries. There's going to be a nomination process, and it won't be dominated, at least at first glance, by Donald Trump.
And how's the war going? Well, let's see. The Norway defense minister yesterday said that the Ukrainians had lost 100,000 military dead and 30,000 civilians dead. We do know that the Russians have lost around 150,000 dead military. And we don't know about the civilians, but we do know that people are being moved from here, there, and everywhere to different parts of the country, moving from this side of the war zone to the other side, and maybe they're moving out of it or further away or whatever. So as far as being definitive about who's winning, I don't think you can say anybody's winning.
Right. Well, of course, one of the linchpins here, again, is going to be air power, and we still see the request for the F-16s. We know that the American government, the American president, Biden, has not agreed to that at this point, but evidently Captain Joe Biden's going to be visiting the Polish prime minister here over the next couple of days, and they may discuss part of that, and we don't know what might come of that.
Well, they wanted Poland to give them their planes, and Poland was going to give them some of their planes, but they wanted replacement planes. And the problem is are they getting their supplies in the north in a reasonable fashion? No, they're not. The tanks are going to take weeks to get there. Weeks to get there, especially our tanks.
Well, sure. And here we're coming up on the one-year anniversary, I think, February 24th, for this war. And so that's gonna shed a new light on things. It's gonna cause some more review and introspection, I think, in terms of what the United States is doing, what can it do, what can the Allies do more, because this can't be allowed to go on for a whole nother year. The stakes are just too high.
Well, yeah, but again, we sit back here and we take a look at what's going on, and the White House says one thing, and the DOD says another, and some congressman will say another thing, or a senator will say another thing. Nobody seems to be on the same playing field with the same message.
Well, no, and certainly it also appears, too, that, of course, Vladimir Putin, you know, he doesn't see an end in sight for this. You know, he's going to continue doing this no matter what it takes. So, you know, you put that into the evaluation process, and we know that it's going to be a long, long slog just to get to the point to try to kick Russia out of Ukraine. And regardless of if Ukraine becomes part of NATO or not, or where that whole discussion goes, we do know that Putin has to be bested in this. Otherwise, this war will expand at some point.
They are not going to kick Putin out of Ukraine without destroying his army that's there.
Right.
I mean, destroying it.
Yeah, and that means you have to have some different kinds of material, like the F-16s for fighter jets, whatever you want to say, to be brought into this. That in and of itself is going to be escalatory. And so we simply have to be prepared to back all that up. And whether or not Biden can project that, that's anybody's guess at this point.
I don't think Biden could project a toenail fungus.
Well, but see, that's the thing. It has to go into the calculus of Vladimir Putin or of President Xi in China, of how far they can take all this stuff. I can fly a spy balloon across your entire nation, and mm-hmm. nothing will happen. In fact, what we'll get, and this is what Gordon Chang was talking about with this whole thing, was that they got to gauge all the mm-hmm. reactions of the military, mm-hmm. of the president, of everything.
Well, we know, for example, that President Xi Jinping talks about war all the time. At the Communist Party's 20th National Congress in October, he appointed what was called a war cabinet. We also know it's more than just words. He's engaged in the fastest military buildup since the Second World War in replenishing his troops, his ships, and all his ammunition and his army.
Right, and what are they going to do? Sit around and admire what a wonderful army they have? No, they would plan to use something like that. So whether or not that's in the near term to first, quote, reunify Taiwan, as they see it, with the mainland, and then see what we do or see what the rest of the world does. And if nothing happens, well, then it's anybody's game. Because, and I'll say this briefly, in the mentality of the communist Chinese government and how they view things, they don't view your sovereign nation as just that, a sovereign nation of which they can never violate. They look at it as, can we get that? Because we're destined. We should be controlling the whole world. That's their perspective.
Well, it's the same as Russia.
Well, right, or any sort of dictatorial authoritarian regime that simply wants to spread its own influence. So it's not that China just wants to be part of the community of nations and all this kind of stuff. And, yes, there's a lot of business being done, but it's also allowed them to do this buildup that Gordon Chang's talking about.
And Russia's already expressed an interest in going after a couple of more countries in that region.
Well, sure. And they have a friendship pact, basically, between Moscow and Beijing. This setup is not good for the rest of the world. This is why whoever is the next president, and certainly this president, they have to project, whether they're Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative or whatever, there has to be some baseline by which the United States of America says, this is the line and no further.
Well, this one won't do it. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour, and the stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay a few of their own bills, and you have a little news on the wire there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Come on now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
U.S. USA News Update. A massive winter storm is set to slam parts of the country this week. Forecasts show that it's expected to start Tuesday in the northwest, where heavy snow is likely to fall in the mountains of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. By midweek, the storm system will strengthen as it moves southeast, affecting the Rocky Mountains to the Great Lakes region. Several states in the northern plains and upper Midwest will have to deal with possible blizzard conditions. A substation fire that caused mass power outages in California's Bay Area is out. Officials in Oakland say about 50,000 customers were impacted by the blackout on Sunday after a transformer exploded. Oakland International Airport also briefly lost power, leading to some flight delays, but no cancellations. The third film in a series based on a Marvel comic book character is this week's top movie in North America. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania, starring Paul Rudd, earned $104 million in its first weekend at theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Julio Flores, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They'll work wonders. They'll work wonders. Several people have found that out in the last few weeks, and thank you for taking me at my word and checking them out. So there you go. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, of course, Kyle and I have been conversing about several different things. But, Kyle, you had a really bad incident yesterday, not far away from you. A Roman Catholic bishop in Southern California was found dead on Saturday of a gunshot wound, according to the L.A. Times. Now, the newspaper reported that Bishop David O'Connell was found in Hacienda Heights around 1 p.m. What happened?
Well, Captain, yes, what we know at this hour is that Bishop David O'Connell, who is 69 years old at the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, he was found dead inside his home, yes, in Hacienda Heights, according to the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. There was a single gunshot wound, we understand, to the upper torso, and it's being investigated as a homicide, although they don't have any other, or at least haven't released any other specific information as to exactly what was going on. So we don't know if it was a home invasion, a robbery, somebody who knew the Archbishop. And so, again, we just don't have all those details. But they are treating it as a homicide, and they'll be getting more information hopefully soon. But, yes, it is shocking. It's shocking to have a murder such as this.
Well, yeah, because anytime you have something like this happen, it's just not, you know, people just don't go around shooting priests.
Well, exactly right. He's been in the area, I believe, for about 45 years.
Wow.
So well-known and beloved. Of course, people came outside of his home where they were praying and holding vigil there. So just a real, real terrible tragedy and right now a mystery. So authorities are seeking anybody's help. If they have any information, they're asking them to contact the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department Homicide Bureau.
Now, Senator Schmidt, who's chimed in a lot lately about the Biden administration because of one of the committees that he's on, said, and I quote, "The Biden administration is out of touch with concerns of regular Americans." Couldn't agree more.
Well, absolutely. The Democrat Party elite, as personified by the Biden administration these days, Captain, is out of touch with working American people, people trying to keep their head above water, people wondering how bad this inflation is really going to get, et cetera, et cetera. We could go on and on. They seem to only be interested in the kinds of things that are absolutely just taking a wrecking ball to the fabric, the very fabric of our society.
Mm. Now, something else that we should mention is Iran. Iran, of course, is always going to be a story because of the fact that they've been trying for years to get a nuclear bomb that they were capable of putting in outer or firing on somebody and hitting, correct?
Right.
Now, we understand that they currently have enriched to 84% purity the uranium that they have on hand, which is just barely shy of having a nuke, full-fledged nuke.
Well, it's all alarming. You can't slice it any other way. This is absolutely alarming. I would be watching Israel very closely because they will take action if they feel that Iran is close to making a weapon. More than likely, they may already have done so. But Israel will act when necessary, so we know that. But also, Captain, having fissionable material or radioactive material isn't just for a nuclear bomb per se. They may also be able to create the dirty bombs and be able to terrorize with that or to kill with that or to, you know, attack their enemies. So this is all such a concern. Going back to the Obama administration, putting this ridiculous deal together at first to set them on the path, really, to eventually obtain this kind of weaponry.
Yeah, that's true. Now, experts say that the Joe Biden's $1 trillion Buy America infrastructure mandate is impossible to do, and he never should have opened his mouth when he said so.
Well, listen, you know, this is one of those things that they come up with, and I guess it sounds good, but practicality. And honestly, I think the resounding refrain would be, "Who cares?" And they're in the halls of power for them because it just, well, it sounded good and whatever.
Yeah, whatever is right. Senator Lindsey Graham is selling China.
that they will wind up being dumber than dirt if they jump on the Putin-Russian train.
Well, it's certainly not recommended, and it certainly would not do well for stability in the world. But, Captain, I don't think that they care about that. I think that they have very specific goals, and they believe that they could interact with Russia and use Russia to help obtain those goals. Because it's very interesting. You have forces in this world, China, for example, Russia, that have very similar goals, but they also have many of the same goals that you have people in this country who literally want to tear it apart, who literally want to bring it down or bring it to its knees. And this is incredibly alarming.
Well, I'm going to be talking about this a lot more with Denise, part of what I'm going to be talking about. But right now, Joe Biden signed an executive order embedding the tenets of critical race theory into the operations of the federal government, and Susan Rice was put in charge of getting that done. Now, it's Executive Order 13985, Executive Order on Further Advancing of Racial Equity and Support for Underserved Communities, though the federal government requires the establishment of agency equity teams to ensure that equal outcomes are imposed on federal programs. Ms. Rice, Susan Rice, will be going ahead without that auspices at her disposal.
Well, very interesting.
This is a lawsuit in the making.
Well, absolutely. But this is what the Democrat administration, the Democrat Party elite want to do. They want to institutionalize all these things that rip everything apart. I'm not talking about looking at U.S. history and this kind of stuff, because we all know about U.S. history. But the CRT stuff, I think, is designed to create a much greater division, and they believe translates to them for political power.
And Trump said the Dems and big tech colluded to illegally censor him. Well, of course they did. Of course
yeah.
they did.
yeah. So, yes, I think people would generally agree with that. And now that we're seeing the changes in Twitter and so forth, a lot of that's still coming to the fore. And in terms of trying to stop it, or at the very least expose it.
Now, we're going to get into this tomorrow, but I'm going to give you a research project. Our Governor Ron DeSantis has been talking about moving the feds and the capital, the nation's capital, out of the D.C. Beltway area to get them out into the where the real people live so they can find out what some of their constituents actually think.
Yeah, they're very interesting indeed. Yes, the federal government resides in the District of Columbia, which was carved out for that specific purpose. But what happens, though, is you get representatives, and then they stay in the Beltway, and they don't really hear what's happening at home anymore.
Well, what they need to do is they need to have so many days where they hold sessions, like, let's say, in different state capitals or something like that. Okay. Hold that thought. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Myself and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And oh, by the way, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report on deck, the new one. We got some new information to tell you. So don't go anywhere. I got more things in store.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, child, you never know. Just
that bass guitar. Holy cow.
Yeah, that's cool. That's Jive Talkin'. And that's a cool rhythm. Dates back to about, I think, 1975 for the Bee Gees. And, you know, just an incredibly talented group of brothers.
That bass guitar just absolutely kills it, though. Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody loves the Bee Gees.
Yeah, and I can't get over that bass guitar, because that was about the time that people were starting to experiment, and then they realized that, hey, wait a minute. Maybe it's a good idea to have a lot of loud bass in our music. And it started right about then or a little bit earlier, but we started to hear it a lot after that.
Yeah, and it's kind of funky, you know, the way that's going. And so, it's a great track. It's a really good track.
All right, well, guess what? You're up, and I want to hear all about the bad weather out by you.
Well, Captain, we got a lot of it. We certainly have winter storm warnings and almost all over the place out west, wherever you are this hour, this morning. Winter storm watch all through most of Montana. We got winter weather advisories. We've got actual snow right now in the Missoula area. It's actually gone off a little bit now to the south and to the east from where it was last hour, but you still have rain and snow there around Stevensville. If you're heading from Stevensville down to Hamilton. But if you're in the Billings area, you definitely got rain and sleet. You got snow south of there. That's going to go down into parts of northern Wyoming. We're talking about actual snow falling right now. Moving over to Seattle. Seattle's got rain all around it right now, and you definitely have some snow up to the northeast of Seattle right now. But in terms of these winter weather advisories, as I said, they're covering Wyoming. They're covering most of Colorado, mostly to the west of I-25, as you come out of Denver on I-70, for example. Most of Utah, up and down the 15 there, you've got that happening. Winter storm watch covering most of the northern part of Arizona, dipping down just a little north of Phoenix. High wind watch out in the high desert of Southern California, so be careful there. And winds expected also on I-80 coming out of Reno as you're heading up towards Winnemucca. Gusts up to 50 miles an hour could be in the offing as we head through Tuesday, so do be careful out there.
North Dakota, you're going to see wind. You're going to see a lot of it coming across 94, and then down below on I-90, where right now you have freezing rain and sleet all across South Dakota, as well as down into the northern part of Nebraska, all the way across over into Wyoming, I-76 to I-80, I-80 all the way to Omaha, the northern part of Iowa. You've got some freezing rain and sleet, southern part of Minnesota, and the northwestern corner of Wisconsin. You've got freezing rain and sleet. However, above that, you have snow. And you have the makings of a winter snowstorm up there in North Dakota, from just north of Fargo all the way to the Canadian line, and then over west about 75 to 100 miles. Most of the northern part, to include the Twin Cities, so I-94 north, you've got snow tonight right now. That's going to get a little bit worse as the day moves on. Up in the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, to include the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, snow there as well. Moving up into the upper portion, furthest north as you can go in Michigan, you've got a winter storm watch. You've got a winter storm watch over on the Lake Huron side as well. And you also have got some high wind warnings along Lake Michigan tonight. Be advised of that. Now, moving on down to Oklahoma, the southwestern corner of Oklahoma, you got some wind coming through there. That will eventually become part of this system that's moving across. It's moving from west to east, and make no mistake about it, you're going to see snow along I-94, along I-90, all the way to Chicago, along I-80, all the way to Chicago, along I-70, probably all the way to Indianapolis before it's said and done. And it's going to continue to snow as well in looks like the mountains of New Mexico. But we do have a wind warning right now in the southwestern corner of Oklahoma, and then the southwestern corner of Arkansas, southeastern corner of Oklahoma, and the northeastern corner of Texas, and the northern part of Louisiana all has some high winds. So be advised of that. That's part of that weather system's coming across. Now, we do have, of all things, in the middle of nowhere, Kyle, up in the Adirondack Mountains, fog.
in New York State. We've got a fog warning. We've also got a fog warning across the southern part of Vermont. So be advised, you're probably going to have some pea soup visibility up there. Be careful. You've also got some waves along the Jersey coast up to Long Island, up around Cape Cod. And that's about it. I don't see anything really to bother anybody down here. So tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And then how's about the Pilot and Flying J, please?
Well, folks, go to PilotFlyingJ.com, and you'll find out all about the My Rewards Plus app. You can start saving, get great offers, PilotFlyingJ.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he'll be around tomorrow. But right now, we are going to go upstairs to the top telephone line, click this little button like that, and we should have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Joe Biden has signed an executive order embedding the tenets of critical race theory into the operations of the federal government, and Susan Rice was put in charge of getting that done. It's called Executive Order 13985. It's the Executive Order on Further Advancing Racial Equality and Support for Underserved Communities through the federal government, which requires the establishment of an agency equity team to ensure that equal outcomes are imposed on federal programs. And that's where her job is, to put those teams together.
That's one of her jobs, and I would argue that she was actually the one that drafted the executive order. I don't think that Biden has a clue what he signed, but every federal agency now has to have an individual committee to ensure the program. As defined by the executive order. And I would argue that it will go further into every entity that the federal government has contracts with in the private side. So I would imagine that it's going to be the executive order would be challenged legally and should be.
Yeah, I would think that that's going to happen. We'll see how it works out when it in fact does. But I see a lawsuit of some sort coming.
Absolutely.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood on a Monday for us. Weather's not bad at all. I hope it's okay where you're at. I hope it's going to be okay unless you're way up north. And then you might have a little bit of a problem. Okay, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got more coming. Yours.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.